Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. We're broadcasting live from Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John. What do you say, Ray? You know, all these years, I've never given you a nickname, and I should have done it just for fun.
You don't have much more time.
You're right. I'm only going to be doing this with you for, what, another month or so?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We got changes. But you've been out. I mean, people think that we've already had the change because you've been out.
Well,
you've been out playing baseball, running around
traveling.
Costa Rica, traveling.
Yeah, I know. Got it all out of my system.
You got it out.
And so now I won't be going anywhere for a while.
Okay.
So that's either good or bad.
I hear you.
But we do have fun on the show, but we also talk business, and we have some great business leaders in the studio today.
We do.
Wayne Howenstein is with us. He's from Learning Curve Consultants, and also Brian Whalen from Atlantic Capital Bank. And we're going to start the show with Wayne. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Learning Curve Consultants. First question I'll ask you is, tell us about your business and what do you do?
Yes, we are a small consulting firm that really looks at organizations and helping them with end-to-end learning solutions. So bringing folks on board and orienting them to their business all the way to leadership development and high potential development. We started just about 7 years ago, and we're pretty much industry agnostic, which means we work with companies, 60 employees, all the way to Fortune 100. And we're really in, you know, not particular about the industry that we work in.
Your tagline I see is "Unleash Your Talent." Talk about that.
So, with "Unleash Your Talent," we really want to think about each individual and team and organization and help them tap into what their greatness is, and really helping them identify that and then grow that through formal needs analysis and making sure that we understand where their goals and objectives are and where their gaps are.
Now, Wayne, you know, consulting, that's a big word, right? There's a lot of different ways you can consult with companies. Maybe give us some examples of some work that you've done recently that'll help our listeners define more precisely what you do.
Yeah. Recently, we worked with a small organization here in Atlanta that's in the building construction space, and they're trying to help their sales team really understand how to not sell product, but sell to needs and gaps. And so what we did is we came in and we helped them build a playbook for their sales team to really understand, here's our clients, this is what they need to be successful, and also the methodology around their sales process. And so really helping them be more strategic with their clients. And so they've just rolled that out, and they're getting more strategic with their clients. And we're looking at other businesses within that organization from a sales perspective to really help spread that message.
So how does a client determine if they need you? And I know that may seem obvious maybe for some companies, but some companies don't know they have an issue, maybe, right?
It is.
They can recognize symptoms, but not the disease, maybe.
Right, and I think that's the first step, is really understanding that you have a need. And I think I was sharing with Brian before this, I mean, when you think of small businesses, sometimes, you know, the owner or operator thinks their baby is beautiful, and they don't want to think that their baby is ugly, and unless other people start telling them that that's the case. And so strategically and tactically, you got to think about how do we work with them to cosmetically make their baby prettier. And so really it's about being vulnerable, being collaborative, and embracing the opportunity to grow the business and improve their business processes and what they do day in and day out.
you know, John talked about sometimes companies don't realize they have an issue, or as you say, they don't realize their baby is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go and find new business? How are you getting new clients? I mean, you can't go to a company and tell them their baby is ugly.
Right, exactly. I think with a small business like mine, it's really important word of mouth and growing organically, either within a larger organization, getting referrals into that business or through their network, and really thinking about from a small business perspective as well, helping them strategically across their business and then helping them with their friends and network.
You're listening to Wayne Howenstein. He's the principal with Learning Curve Consultants here on North Fulton Business Radio. Are there other companies out there, Wayne, that do what you do? And if so, what makes you maybe different from them, those companies?
Yes, there's a lot of very good training and learning companies out there. And I think what we try to do to differentiate ourselves is really think about that personal side of thing. And how can we help them tell the story that they want to tell from an objective standpoint, from a goals perspective. And really, we see it as a strategic partnership. If we're able to help them uncover those gaps and those needs and drive them to the result that they like, we see it as an opportunity to really grow that partnership, and that our tagline being Unleash Your Talent, really helping them to excel day in and day out and over a longer period of time.
So you mentioned the results they're looking for. How do you define success in a consulting relationship?
I think it's repeat business, obviously. Somebody saying, hey, this has worked well. Getting that feedback from the client that we've rolled this out, change is happening not only with our team, but the customers are seeing it as well. So let's do X, Y, and Z afterwards. And then really being able to have that conversation around how can we continue to measure success more successfully for you.
Well, I guess one of the things I'm getting at there with that question is, I mean, you've got some soft targets that you're trying to get to, you know, retraining a sales force in terms of their capabilities.
Right.
Let's call it. How do you measure success in the soft objectives? Because that's hard to do sometimes, right?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I think a lot of people struggle with that. And you think about behavior change is where we start with things. And I'm really a huge proponent of that from a learning perspective is, do I understand who I am and what I'm about? And we actually have an assessment that we use with some of our clients that really helps drive that internal understanding of self. So how do I communicate? How do I make business decisions? And then from that, how does our team? What does our team dynamic look like? And do we have a complementary skill set on our team? And if not, you know, where are our blind spots? Is what we call them, those opportunities within the team, and then individually. And that's where we start the building process.
Wayne, you're an experienced business guy. You've been around a while. You've had this firm since 2012, but you've got a lot of experience to bring to the table prior to forming this firm. Maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, I worked internally for several organizations here in Atlanta, really helping build training, talent management, and learning functions. And I think what I loved about doing that is you can kind of see the fruits of your labor. And I've tried to really emulate that and moving to my own consulting practice is that partnership and not being seen as a, hey, this is a training vendor, let's do this one off and then thanks so much and we'll talk to you when we need you. But how can I be a part of that organization's culture and be seen as a strategic partner? And I think both with the small organizations and large organizations, we've been successful in doing that since 2012, and we're continuing to seek more ways to be that strategic partner.
Wayne, if our audience is business owners, business leaders, executives, decision makers, people that you probably want to reach out to, if I'm listening to this show right now and I'm listening to you talk, what are some of the signs maybe that I should be looking for within my company that says to me, I need to give Wayne a call or I need to get maybe some help or some training?
Yeah, we're having a conflict within our team. We need some team building to really grow closer. We have some specific gaps from a knowledge, skills, ability standpoint. We're really good at help building a framework for getting somebody from point A to point B. You know, if you're an individual contributor that needs to move into management, what are those skill sets that you need to take the next level? And really, how do I, as a leader, move somebody down that path?
Okay, so I'm thinking I probably need to have a conversation with Wayne and his company, Learning Curve Consultants. How do you engage with your customers? Is it an ongoing process? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it varies from client to client and prospect to prospect. But typically speaking, we'll sit down and figure out where are you now and where are you headed from a training, learning, talent management perspective. And we even move into the area of performance management and coaching. But really, let's figure out how we can help address some of your initial needs or where you may have gaps.
You know, Wayne, the ball is always moving, right? I mean, the growth creates some of these issues. Maybe you can give folks some advice on how to navigate change as it relates to their people and trying to avoid some of the gaps that you identify in companies.
Yeah, as I mentioned a minute ago, I mean, the understanding of self is paramount. That comes first and foremost. But I think it sounds cliche-ish, but we should all be lifelong learners. And I think that's extremely important to really think about yourself and how do I continue to grow who I am and where I'm headed, and really having developmental goals. But then those who are in a leadership capacity, how do I really foster that within my people? And I think with my business, what I'm looking at is, you know, there's constant change in how training and learning and talent management is occurring. And we've got to be ever present and really thinking about how do we move with that change to technology and innovation and making things more readily available to our clients.
And I think part of what you've got to challenge is with your clients is to communicate the ROI of investing in their people, right?
Right.
And again, that's a soft thing, but it has real tangible benefits.
It does. And I think that really where you can help people think about the ROI is on the front end when you do your needs analysis and you define success on the front end. If we're going to come in and help you with, you know, opportunity A, what is that going to look like? And how would we define success from a partnership perspective? And who would carry what role in that process? So we're clearly defining what we can control and what we can't control. And sometimes people think that a training initiative is going to solve everything. And I think that just like any business, it's part of a bigger picture and really understanding what has to happen on the front end and the back end to really truly make it successful.
So if you've said something here that maybe has perked up the ears of one of our listeners and they want to find out more about your company, where can they find out more about Learning Curve Consultants?
Yeah, they can visit us at www.lc-consultants.com.
lc-consultants.com. And they'll be able to, what will they find on the website?
Information about our process and how we go about things. There's samples of our work as well as some testimonials from different businesses, like I said, the 60-person business all the way to the Fortune 100. So some good examples of the process that we've gone through and how we've tried to drive change within that organization.
Great. Well, Wayne, thank you for joining us here on the show. Thanks for sharing all your information about Learning Curve Consultants, and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you so much.
Wayne Howenstein with Learning Curve Consultants here on Business Radio X. And before we go on to our next guest, John, I want to let you know that we are broadcasting from Digital Ignition. This is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. We are nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building with an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a break room with an outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. Everything you need.
Everything
is here in this one place.
Right here.
So if you want great co-working as well as a space which will impress your investors, your customers, and your future employees, go to digitalignition.com. All right, next up, last but certainly not least, is Brian Whalen. He is the Senior VP of Commercial Lending for Atlantic Capital Bank. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you being here.
Well, the banking business, boy, that's not a competitive industry, is it? It seems like here in this area, Brian, every corner there's a bank. So tell us about Atlantic Capital.
Well, that's an interesting lead-in because Atlantic Capital actually started in 2007. when the banking world was going through lots of changes and actually imploding. Yeah. Our founder group went out and raised $125 million in capital, which is the largest capital raise for a de novo bank in the country. And so while the banks were imploding, our people and founders were out developing a confidence level in investors to, hey, let's go start a new bank. Now, the impetus for that was several acquisitions, and we looked at filling the void for a true business-oriented bank in serving that middle-market company. And middle-market means different things to different people. Our definition is typically any company from $10 million to $250 million in revenue. From a lending side, because a lot of times a large company will have small lending needs and a small company will have very large needs. So we look at it from a lending perspective being anywhere from $3 million to $10 to $15 million in lending needs.
Okay. Give us a broad overview as well. You mentioned lending and other products and services that we would find with your bank.
Well, again, we are a high touch, have experienced, very experienced lenders with a lot of time in the market, but we're also very high tech. We do not have any branches, so you will not see us on not only any corner around town. So we do rely on having that state-of-the-art technology to support our efforts in serving the businesses.
Yeah, and just to follow up on that, Brian, so you've got technology to service, but you're visiting with the clients, coming to them, right? They don't have to come to you. You go to them.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the attractive things that brought me to Atlantic Capital was the fact that our internal structure is put together to allow me to spend as much time in the field calling on clients, calling on future clients, and developing those relationships face-to-face.
Now, you're here in the North Fulton area, and this is a new effort for Atlantic Capital to drill some more deeper roots in the North Fulton market, correct?
Yes. It actually, again, was a great fit. I've been up in this market banking off and on since 1990, so I was very familiar with the marketplace, seen tremendous growth in this area, and so I'll be back in the market serving those companies sort of in between the interstate, 75 and 85.
You've already mentioned a couple ways where your bank is different from many of the others that are out there serving the community. One thing I like is that you do go out and you get to know your customers. A lot of times banks, you know, we go to the bank and we open an account and they really don't get to know us. You take the time to get out there and know them. And not only do you know them, but you kind of are one of them because you guys are entrepreneurs in your own right.
Absolutely. We started with four or five folks around the kitchen table. Again, looking at the void in the market. And so the way we were structured, we rely on the fact of being able to go in with experienced bankers and understand your company, understand your management, the risks, the opportunities. And that way we're better able to bring value-added expertise to the table and offer solutions that are going to address those risks and certainly help you take advantage of the opportunities. One big difference is that we bring our credit officers out and decision makers out and introduce them to the business owners. We feel that's important, one, from a understanding standpoint internally, and then also from a company standpoint. A business owner wants to talk to he's the decision maker in his business. He wants to talk to the decision maker at his bank or any other company that he deals with. It also allows, it's a little upfront, a lot of time invested, but it also makes the whole process move that much more efficiently going forward. And also helps us fulfill the desire of being a trusted advisor to that company.
We're speaking with Brian Whalen. Brian is the Senior Vice President of Commercial Lending for Atlantic Capital Bank. And, Brian, I want to get back to the one location. I mean, I think people hear that and they may tune out and think, you know, this is some small bank. Now, you said you raised $125 million in capital, the founders did, to start the bank. I mean, you're now, I see in the show notes, almost $3 billion in assets. So you've got a lot of different programs and lending specialties for businesses. That size enables you to offer that.
Absolutely. A couple of the specialty areas, and again, these are all business-oriented. We have a national SBA program with officers up and down the Atlantic coast. We have a conventional franchisee financing operation that's for the larger franchises that have moved past the SBA. We also have a nonprofit area that focuses strictly on nonprofit institutions. A perfect example of that is the Atlanta Ballet. We were able to assist with financing for the new revision to the Nutcracker. First revision in 20 years, and so that new larger-than-life event will happen or opens December 8th.
Cool.
And so that's one way we also get back involved into the community.
And that was obviously a decision made early on that we want to be able to give back and be a part of the community.
Oh, we have to be. It's a locally owned business. We're talking with other locally owned private companies. And so these are people you see at church, you see at the grocery store, you live in their community with them. And so you need to also be part of that community. And John and I met at the North Fulton Chamber, and we're also actively involved with various Rotary clubs and institutions like that to put ourselves into the community, but also let folks know that Atlantic Capital is out there and being active.
Let me ask you this, Brian. Obviously, Business Radio X, we're an online broadcast, so people all over the world can hear us, but specifically all over the country. We do have listeners all over the country. Talk about, can you serve people outside this market? Talk about where you are now, where you can serve people, and what are your future plans as far as growth?
Certainly. Primarily, we are in the Atlanta metro area, so we do focus on the metro area. We do have clients throughout the state of Georgia and into the contiguous states. Just depends on the specific situation. About 2 years ago, we moved up into Tennessee with a bank with operations in Chattanooga and Knoxville, so we're expanding that way. And from a national standpoint, our SBA operation can support companies throughout the country. Getting back to the technology question and our focus on that, it enables us to really serve our businesses without having the branches. I mean, most companies now, from a time standpoint, one of the biggest resources a company ownership has is their time. And so our technology enables really a company or CFO to run their business and run their banking operation from their desktop. Everything online, fully secure. And so they don't have to spend the time or don't have to get in the car and worry about coming to the bank.
Now, Brian, we've talked a lot about the business side. I see you also have private banking.
Yes.
Talk about what your focus is in the private banking space.
Private banking is set up really for a couple of different groups. One, the owners and employees, executives of the businesses we serve as an extension of that business focus. Also for the professionals and medical community. So we're able to reach out and serve those individual needs of those people as well as their businesses.
Now you've mentioned you've been around since 1990. You started when you were 5 years old, I guess. You're early on, right?
Can't see the gray hair.
But, I mean, you've got a team of experienced folks that come from a variety of different backgrounds, banks, so forth. I mean, talk about the value of that, because I think that gets discounted maybe by business owners sometimes. They think of banks as a commodity and maybe don't look at the value of those resumes of the folks that are serving them.
Well, I think it gets back to the focus on becoming a trusted advisor. The more we've seen, especially in the banking industry over the last 25 years, our commercial group, the average experience in the metro market is north of 20 years, and for some of us, north of 30, going back to the gray hair. So you've not only seen a lot in the marketplace, but you've also dealt with a lot of comparable companies to the one you're talking to, the specific company you're speaking with. So that enables you to bring that experience to bear, again, understanding the company, how they operate, how they convert what their business is into cash. I think sometimes what gets lost is there's only one way that a bank gets paid back on its loan, and that is by cash. So the operations of a company, we look very closely at the cash conversion cycle and how it is being operated currently, as well as the plans and the how the management manages that process.
For those, Brian, that would like to find out more about Atlantic Capital Bank or maybe look into your services, where can they get that information?
Our website is atlanticcapitalbank.com. You can also call me on my cell, 770-335-0757. Also, that is on my card. You can email me at brian.whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N, at atlcapbank.com.
Great stuff. Thank you for joining us today.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Brian Whalen. Again, the company is Atlantic Capital Bank.
A banker that gives out his cell phone number. That's pretty good, Mike.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the good thing about the local ownership and stuff is you got to do business the right way, because these are the folks, your customers are guys you're going to be running into when you're at the park.
That's right.
You're at the theater. You're at the mall.
You got it.
So you got to do things the right way.
Do it personal.
Right. We don't do things the right way here, do we?
Well, we do the best we can.
Yeah, no, we do. We do. And two more great business leaders today, and we appreciate their time. Our thanks to Wayne Howenstein with Learning Curve Consultants and Brian Whalen with Atlantic Capital Bank for joining us here on the program. Want to let our listeners know that you can listen to this episode anytime you want, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com, select the North Fulton Studio, and then select this show. It's called North Fulton Business Radio. Not only will you find this episode, but all our 2 years.
2 years.
Previous worth of episodes as well. That's a lot of people we've talked to.
A lot of people, almost 300.
So, yeah. All right. Any parting words, John?
Have a good day. I mean, you know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, these two great business owners, leaders have told us everything we need to know today. So I think we're good to go, man.
All right. You have a good day as well.
Yep.
Thanks to our producer, Trey, and thanks for all our listeners. And we'll see you next time. I'm Mike here on Business Radio X.